Uncle Sam, a venture capitalist. Imagine a boardroom with honchos from government, finance, and Silicon Valley. A board of directors for the federal government, solving its toughest challenges with the latest concepts and cutting-edge technology. Keith Trippi is CEO of the Trippi Group and a former Homeland Security executive. Now, this is his vision. He says if the government follows a Silicon Valley venture capital model, then the taxpayer would win. And he joins us now to explain. Keith, good morning.
Good morning.
So explain this for me. First of all, why bring people from these walks of life into a room and tell them to deal with the government's problems?
Well, that's a great question. And again, whenever you're proposing something new, you've got to say, well, what problem are we trying to solve? And really kind of the simplest way to think about it is the problem is addressing the time and cost to market for new capabilities. If you just take a step back and consider a five-year horizon in the federal space, and then just pick a five-year horizon in the commercial space, since 2009, hundreds of thousands of apps have been built over in these things called the stores, and they're very customer-centric. They range everything from a hospital on your phone to a brand-new mode of transportation services, much to the local dismay of cab companies. And there's a startup company on the West Coast that's producing electric cars that people actually want to buy and leading space flight in the private sector. Compare that to the same five-year horizon in a typical federal space. It's, you know, 18 months through a funding cycle, another 12 to 24 months for an acquisition cycle, and then maybe another year or two just to get to initial operating capability. Over those 5 years, the technology landscape has changed significantly, and the business problems have really morphed, haven't they, due to political, cultural, and world events. And it makes it really tough to provide value when you're playing catch-up. So the idea I'm proposing is proven in a commercial space, and then you sprinkle a little in a little disruptive innovation. The concept is simple. Anybody that's seen Shark Tank kind of knows where I'm going with this. The government would set aside funds that would be governed by a board of directors and a lightweight management team. The board would consist of successful entrepreneurs, venture capital fund managers, hedge fund and investment strategists, and a few former federal executives. This group would oversee all of the funds and make all of the decisions about how the funds are allocated. And the key point here is they wouldn't be limited by any of the traditional government employment funding or contract structures. The board would have the entrepreneurs with no government contracts background pitch their concepts to the board around select government problems on an annual basis. The board would then select the best ideas and fund them for the incubation phase. And this doesn't have to be a lot of money. Projects that are hitting their performance targets will receive Series A funding to further mature the capability and make sure it can scale. Projects that aren't hitting the targets, funding is turned off. No muss, no fuss. The next round of funding, or Series B, is really critical. This is a gap, I would argue, in the government. At this point, the government will have the operational capability that can then be piloted with one or more federal agencies. I would expect that only a company, maybe two, that started in the incubation phase and made it through Series A would be in position for Series B funding. Companies that hit their performance targets, add more cowbells. Companies that didn't, turn the funding off.
All right, let me ask you this, though. In Silicon Valley, when you get someone to invest in your company, they take about 80% of it, and they're looking for to double their money, and you might not even be around by the time they get their money back. So how,
sure,
would this, how would this transform over, how would it overlay the way the government, which has a whole different set of incentives?
Well, great point. Well, in this case, the government is the investor. And so the concept here is pretty straightforward. There's about an $80 billion spend in the federal IT market today. What I'm arguing is why don't we set aside 1 to 1.5% annually off of the top line and fund those investments? So this isn't private investment funding. This is federal funding that would come off the top line. This is not a new program. This is not any net new money. It's just a reallocation discussion of only 1.5% of what's already being spent today. And I would challenge that this model will achieve better results over time than the traditional model because it's based on a commercial practice. And so you don't have an 80%, say, for example, if you have an investment company, they'd say, maybe I want 75 to 80% equity. Well, the government owns this. This is the government solution that as it goes to market, the government would own it. The taxpayers would benefit from it.
Okay,
so where this is a little different.
So, Keith, let's move into the lightning speed round with a couple of examples. How would you apply this, or what do you think it could do for the Veterans Affairs Department?
Well, I think that's a great scenario. So there's a couple of things, I think, where that could help. One, it could help reduce the case backlog. And then the second item I think it would help is the transitioning from military personnel that are moving from DOD over to VA and then some of the state support that is provided for our veterans. And I think there's a couple ways to do that. If you look at what industry has done, I'll go back to that hospital in a box. It's a very innovative concept that you put a little device on your wrist and you're able to pull in vitals that are available in near real time for any doctor of your choice in the commercial space. I think that's one area that could quickly and easily be applied back into this model so you could identify where there are cases that need to be looked at and prioritized differently. I think that it's an Internet of Things sort of play, and I would argue that the commercial sector's doing pretty well with that. I would argue bring that same concept in and apply it to this business problem. And there are plenty of entrepreneurs that are chomping at the bit to solve that.
Keith Trippi is CEO of the Trippi Group and former Homeland Security executive. And so what about Congress? They tend to like to look at things year by year and provide funding or not provide funding. How would they be satisfied in all of this?
Well, sure. I think the other opportunity here is just like Shark Tank, it plays out on TV. I think this would be a huge opportunity for transparency, and I think it would require that to be successful. So one of the things that I would probably suggest here to set up is set up a show. You could set up a TV show and put all eyes on it. And basically,
or maybe a radio show.
Well, I was going to get to that, Tom. I was going to start with TV, work my way back to radio. So have a TV show like Shark Tank, but government Shark Tank. We could call Ryan Seacrest, see what he's up to put that on the air. Use social media to get citizens involved and get people leaning in. The information that would be flowing from there, the board of directors would be accountable and responsible for the Hill and the EOP to make sure that they're providing that insight into what's happening on all of those investments. And then, Tom, I think a great idea. You know, who knows, maybe even a show on FNR or WTOP. I think that'd be a great idea.
Keith, I want to ask you how you came to this. I mean, not too long ago, you were within government. You were at the Homeland Security Department. Now you are on the outside looking in. Was this an idea that occurred to you while you were within the government? And if so, were you able to do anything about it then? Or is that something that you thought of afterwards?
Well, I tell you, I've got my third business now. I started two businesses in my 20s, and I've got this business now, and I'm looking to start a cyber startup in the commercial space. So I'm an entrepreneur at heart. I felt the calling to come to D.C. after 9/11 to contribute, and I've done that. But while I was in, I always took an entrepreneurial perspective to some of the government challenges that were in place. And there's a lot of things the government does great. I just think this may be an opportunity to overlay an entrepreneurial business model into the federal space. And we're only talking 1% of the current spend. So I think the benefits could far outweigh the risks. But we've got to lean in, right? I don't think it's going to happen without, you know, a few folks that say, let's try this for a few years. And if it doesn't work, we can go back to the status quo.
And Keith, do you think some of the problems that Homeland Security has had in getting organized and getting some of its projects deployed, like the border fence and so forth, would be mitigated if, like in Silicon Valley, it wasn't this giant confederation of really unlike organizations? What if it was atomized into more agile, smaller agencies, each one doing its thing separate from the rest of them?
Well, I think the benefits of the organization being together far outweigh the benefits of smaller independent units. And one of the main reasons is the integration and information sharing capabilities under one agency. It was one of the funnest 10 years of my life. One of the challenges is when you bring a group that together that big, it's just like as GE was growing and it was acquiring other companies. This is post-merger acquisition. And to use commercial speak. And when it's that big, it's going to take a while. But over the 10 years that I was there, and I was there from the start, I saw incredible advancements in information sharing, collaboration, and integration that you wouldn't think could happen that fast in a federal entity. And I would say they're way ahead of schedule. But there are challenges that I wouldn't just argue are local to DHS. the structure around how you hire, the employment, funding, acquisition, those are all things that are just traditional in the government that have been around for decades. And I think the opportunity here is to try newer business models on tomorrow's challenges.
Keith Trippi is CEO of the Trippi Group. He's also a former senior executive service member at the Homeland Security Department. And Keith, thank you.
Thank you very much.